My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's go to Sean Pendergaster right now because it's pretty exciting from where I'm sitting, Sean, man. I mean, this offense, you know, I don't know if you've been listening, you've been busy, you've been watching practice, but this is the first time ever we're going to see this offensive line intact. They're out there right now. The offense has everybody on the field, pretty much everybody on the field. And lo and behold, the offense has had two big days in a row. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, for sure that's what I'm seeing. And today was even bigger than yesterday. And today, the theme for today was Diggs.
Yep.
Diggs, and more Diggs, man. Like all over. In the one-on-one drills, which probably you guys may have seen some of the video surface of Diggs. They were all red zone for one-on-ones today with the wide receivers and the DBs. And Diggs ate Kamari Lassiter's lunch on a couple of plays. Mm-hmm. And in the 11-on-11, it was the Stroud to Diggs show. And the highlight was a 70-yard bomb for a touchdown, I think in team session three. You guys know from being out there, they do typically do 4 10-minute sessions of team, and you know they take turns within each of those sessions, the ones, the twos, and the threes. And CJ, it was funny because Diggs catches this bomb. It's about a 60-70-yard bomb, and he's behind the defense, so it would have been a touchdown in the game. And it's hard, you guys know, at ground level at practice, sometimes depending on where the players are all standing, it's hard to see everything and who got beat and things like that.
Yeah.
And I just look at Cody Stutes on that touchdown. I said, who did he beat on that? And Cody looks at me and says, everybody. Because that's what it looked like. There were three white shirts chasing after him. Mm-hmm. If C.J. Stroud gets time this year, Stephon Diggs is going to have a monster, monster, monster year. It was all Diggs today, man. It was cool.
So we was talking a little bit earlier about the three receivers, the big three, and how we think it's a strong possibility that they can all reach 1,000 yards. Do you think that's possible at this point?
With health for all three, definitely possible. You know, it's funny. We talked about that on Payne and Pendergast, Figgy, and we've actually done the research on it, and it's happened maybe a half dozen times in the history of the league where a team has had three 1,000-yard receivers. What's interesting is most of those teams were not – all that great. The only one that made the Super Bowl out of all those teams was the Cardinals in 2008 when they had Anquan Boldin, Larry Fitzgerald, and here's a trivia question or answer for you, Steve Breston.
How about that?
All go for 1,000 yards, and that team probably shouldn't have even made the Super Bowl. That was a 9-7 team that kind of caught fire in the playoffs with Kurt Warner at quarterback. So I definitely think it's possible, but I think in a perfect world, if this team's going to be a team that can compete for, you know, supremacy in the AFC in the regular season, I don't know that they want it that way, because in theory, I think you want to be running the football a lot in the second half of games to put games away. So I almost feel like if they have three 1,000-yard receivers, that's probably something is glitchy somewhere else, because I think
Yeah.
Even though they've got one of the best quarterbacks, they want to run the football, you know? So, all three of these guys are definitely 1,000. I mean, all three of these guys, Tank, Nico, and Diggs, they're all 1,500 yard talents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My thing on that is just, it would be cool. It's not like to me, like, they got to get 3,000 yard receivers just because that makes them great or whatever. No, I just think it would be like really cool. And I know that's very rudimentary, but it is. And I'm just going to go back to like what I said. Like, I was amazed, when they acquired him, people were like, who's going to be the number one wide receiver? I was like, get the hell out of here. It's Stephon Diggs. I mean, no disrespect. And Tank Dell may lead him in touchdowns, and Nico, may lead him in yards. But Stephon Diggs is the number one wide receiver, and we're getting closer to the season. Looks like you're seeing it out there.
Yeah, well, it looked like that today for sure. They probably care. I know they care a whole lot less about that than people like you and I do, John.
Oh,
what we do is who's got the label of number one receiver. Now, the people that do care, gamblers and fantasy owners, they absolutely care who the there's fantasy owners right now that have Diggs and keeper leagues that are taking the rest of the day off to go drinking in a good way based on what I just said about this practice out there today. But Nico made his fair share of plays. Tank was the guy yesterday. Like, this thing's going to get passed around quite a bit. And I was talking to Clint Sterner about this just 5 minutes ago. We were talking about Nico, and Clint really likes the way that they've been using Nico here in the preseason and at training camp. And the way they're using him may actually result, I mean, in all likelihood, his stats are going to go down just because he had a killer season last year. And there's really nowhere to go but backwards for Nico with all these mouths to feed. I think it's a really good thing they paid Nico. I know Nico doesn't have an agitator's personality, but when you're talking about the difference between the last year of a third round contract and having top wide receiver money like he got, I think the fact that Nico got that contract extension probably helps ensure peace in the room. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing about today that I wanted to ask you about is, I just was talking with Figgy before you came on, and you may have heard it. Like, I feel like we now know they're two wide receivers. They're two top wide receivers, and it's Cade Stover on the other end.
Well, two tight ends. No,
two tight ends. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think so too. I think the feeling I get. Dalton Schultz was always going to be one of them. They paid him, and he deserves to be one of them. He was their number one tight end last year. I just see Stover as a bigger part of what this offense wants to do and fitting more the identity of what they see this offense being than Brevin Jordan does at this point. And it doesn't mean Brevin Jordan doesn't make the team. It doesn't mean that they don't have a few plays in the playbook that are Brevin Jordan plays. I think they really like Brevin Jordan too, but he's kind of a gimmicky play thing, whereas opposed to Cade Stover, who, despite only playing tight end for 2 years, looks, feels, and plays a lot like an NFL tight end. And he too made a few plays today as well. And he's getting reps with CJ out there and stuff. So I think when they line up in like a traditional 12 personnel, two tight end sets, it would not shock me in week one if it's Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz out there.
All right, last thing, and we're going to let you go and do your drinking.
Okay.
That is, like, what else? Like, what else really stood out today? Because I'm watching some of these highlights, and it's not like the defense was completely just overwhelmed. I mean, the offense just had a really good day. Some of the plays that that Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter made were obvious there today. Seemed like from where I was.
Yeah. I think you touched on it. You nailed it. That's exactly. Kalen Bullock's starting to climb the depth chart a little bit. He's out there with he wasn't out there with the first team defense like base or nickel, but he was their safety out there in dime today with Jimmy Ward and Azeez Al-Shaair at linebacker, like all the guys who are going to be on the field in crucial third downs in the regular season. That's who Kalen Bullock was out there with today. That's my other takeaway. My takeaway defensively, Stingley had another good day today. Stingley, like, to me, this training camp it's like, if we're giving out training camp offensive and defensive player, if we're giving out the OPO TC and the DPOTC, of training camp, it's probably Diggs on the offense and Stingley on the defense.
All right, man. Knocked it out of the park. Really appreciate it.
Oh, and Miles Bryant had an amazing interception.
Miles Bryant. He's pushing Jalen Petrie. He's pushing Jalen Petrie.
Number 30. Number 30. No, it was off of Case Keenum. It was a sick interception. It was nice. So I don't want to leave that on the cutting room floor. Miles Bryant, he's competing for a roster spot.
He sure is.
So I got to give him his acknowledgement. Yes.
No, he absolutely is. All right, Shawnee, thanks.
All right, fellas. See ya.
Man, time to get a little excited about this offense, man. Time to get a little excited.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.